Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I am so excited about feeding you some information that just how you turn your city back to God. We've been talking about it for quite some time. We've been doing it through VFN Kingdom Business, but it's happening right now in Mobile, Alabama. But first, I want you to take a look at this. This is called the Canopy or the Port of One in Mobile, Alabama, where they're just praying and coming together as one community. This just took place, and we're going to show you about it. But first, let's show you a little bit about Port One of Mobile, what it's all about. Take a look.
One city, one moment, one purpose, one challenge, one family. On April 1st, 2017, we are calling all believers all along the Gulf Coast to assemble together for one powerful night of worship, igniting our community with one love, preparing our hearts and our city to be transformed. We will be one family, one city. Together, we believe.
Well, this event just took place, and I'm so excited to see these things take place. God wants us to come together, His church, to His one church, one Lord, one God, one Spirit, and He wants us to come together and unite. You know, Psalms 133 says that's the place of the commanded blessing. Some of those that have gone before us, you know, powerful men of God, they said they've never seen God move without unity being there first. And we're seeing it take place, begin to take place in different cities, but it's happening in Mobile. We were just there. As a matter of fact, from Bethel, some of the leaders in Bethel, Hunter Thompson came from Bethel to lead worship with Kelly, and they'd had an awesome night of worship. As we're listening to him in his awesome anointed worship song, we're going to take you a few things that took place. You're going to see what took place at the Mobile Sanger in Mobile, Alabama on April the 1st. Let's take a look.
We've come to join the song, so long before our life, to raise our
And that's so exciting, isn't it? I know I'm so excited. I'm talking to you probably too fast about that. I apologize for that. But I'm excited to see this taking place. John, this is so exciting, isn't
it? Yes, very.
You know, something, you know, VFN Kingdom business, we've been, you know, working behind the scenes and focusing on these things for quite some time. The seven mountains, and you're seeing them come together. As a matter of fact, when you think about, you know, one port, a port of one in Mobile, that's a businessman that just led this thing up for 20 years. Wow. And he spearheaded that event that took place at the Sanger Theater in Mobile. Let me tell you something. If you're a businessman or businesswoman, there's seven spheres of culture. One of those mountain spheres is business. God gives you the ability to acquire finance, to put plans together, and to make things happen. And that's exactly what, you know,
what a treasure.
What a treasure. And we got to stand behind them when they do that, you know, and support them financially.
Absolutely.
This is so exciting. 120 pastors, John, met together before that event. Mm. And the same kind of the presence of the Lord was on that. It was powerful when I was, you know, I was trying to shoot a few little things myself, but I was just so blessed.
Port of One in Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is amazing.
It is totally amazing. And think about this. The mayor of the city, the mayor is Sandy Stimson. Mm-hmm. He literally wrote a proclamation and spoke it over the city. As a matter of fact, this is the mayor of Mobile, Alabama, speaking this proclamation. Take a look.
In days of old, kings and those in authority wrote proclamations of faith, also known as decrees, to unite the people and to provide focus and clarity and purpose by acknowledging their Creator and beseeching divine protection and guidance over their land and over their people. Our city has long had a remnant of faithful intercessors praying for our city's leadership and for God's intervention to forgive our sins and heal our land. Whereas we desire to have true God-ordained unity, prosperity, and growth in our community, with our foremost hope being to have thy will be done for his kingdom's ultimate purpose, where our businesses will thrive, where our families will grow harmoniously, where our sons and daughters will come home, and where those who feel captured in their circumstances will be set free. We acknowledge that to transform our city, the Lord will have to change the hearts and minds of our citizens, causing them to reach out across all boundaries with acts of forgiveness and kindness to develop right relationships. And whereas we acknowledge that our safety and health can be enhanced by following and obeying his decrees and commandments, and by praying and believing that everything is possible through him who watches over our city. And whereas we acknowledge that God, as the giver of all good and perfect gifts, can give us God-fearing men and women to be our spiritual, governmental, business, and civic leaders, who through his promptings will lead us along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And whereas we acknowledge only through his divine intervention and his glory can we create one Mobile to become the safest, most business and family-friendly city in America by 2020. Now, therefore, I, William S. Stimson, the 108th mayor of the city of Mobile, in beseeching God's will for our city, do hereby ask for help and commitment from all citizens in proclaiming that now is the time in Mobile for unity to overcome division, for neighborly love to overcome envy and selfish ambition, for compassion to overcome condemnation, for humility to overcome pride, for prosperity to overcome poverty, for good health to overcome sickness, for joy to overcome sadness, for peace and harmony to overcome wrongdoing and misconduct, for faith to overcome fear, and for prayer to overcome worry.
That's so exciting. But these things don't just happen.
No.
They've been praying. They call it the canopy of prayers. They've been praying over the city. And this is powerful, this proclamation. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, this is called the canopy of prayer. That's what you can actually sign up if you're in Mobile, you're in Saraland, all the different areas, outskirts,
sure.
And all across the country, actually.
Daphne, Satsuma, Pritchard.
Right. You can sign up for this. But here, this is called the canopy of prayer. Take a look.
Distractions. Confusion. Division. We try to look past it, but in reality, it's ripping us apart. This generation is facing a crisis. Many are turning their back on each other and on the church. It seems that the love that we are capable of is being diffused. Something has got to change. Some think it's too late. But we are the ones who believe. We serve one God who can change everything. One love, one hope, one moment can change our culture, our city, and our nation. And that moment is now. On April 29th, 2017, we are calling every believer to the streets of Mobile. We want every area, every corner of our city to be covered by a massive canopy of prayer. We can be a uniting force, prayerfully and strategically appealing to heaven for a godly change in our city. We will be one family, one city, together, who believe.
You need to go to canopy.one and sign up. And you sign up to be able to pray over your streets. We'll have more about that in Mobile. They automatically log you for those streets to be able to pray over it. But the mayor kicked in, and the mayor's talking specifically, the mayor of Mobile, about this day and supporting the canopy of prayer, praying for all the city in one day. As a matter of fact, listen to the mayor of Mobile now.
When I first heard of the concept of the canopy of prayer, whereby we would walk all the streets in the city of Mobile praying for the city and all of our citizens, I was immediately captured. I was first told that maybe we should do this over a 30-day period, but I really felt like, you know, we should be able to do this in one day. There are enough God-fearing people in this city that can carve out just a few moments to walk their street or their neighbor's street and sign up and say, you know, I will walk the streets of Mobile praying for God's divine intervention. On April 29th, I'm hoping that you will join with me as I walk the streets of Mobile praying. I hope that you will be there. I'll be looking for you, because together in prayer, we will make a difference.
This is so exciting. We're really believing that you can do this in your city. We're believing it's going to happen even in Pensacola.
That's right.
And cities around the nation. And Mobile is a setting. As a matter of fact, I think one of the prophetic words was that this particular Gulf Coast area would be a key for the whole nation turning. As a matter of fact,
Alabama's a hub state.
It's a hub. It is.
And
a
we
hub.
Know first fruits. So
yes.
Come on, Lord. But you
yes.
know, prayer changes everything.
Right.
And it's so important that we're not looking to any other person, organization, government, but that we're turning our hopes and our expectations on God and God alone. Because God has a desire for us, and He has a desire for our city.
Right, and understand the church is not a building. A church is a people.
Yeah.
So if you're in school, that's where the church is. If you are in business, that's where the church is.
Yeah.
It's important, because so often we're looking to that building to do everything, and it's like, no, we are the building of God. You know.
If my people.
If my people. And so it's us getting activated in those different areas, just like Fred Eggett with Automotive and Body, how he stood up and said 20 years ago, we're going to lead this thing as long as it takes. And he spearheaded that to take place in Mobile, Alabama at the Sanger Theater. Very powerful. This is so exciting, isn't it, when you're seeing, you know, business leaders like Fred Reddick stand up with, you know, his company is Reddick Auto Body. Reddick Auto Body in Mobile and Daphne, three different locations. And he just stood up and said, we're going to make a difference here.
That's amazing.
And it is. And as a matter of fact, I want you to see the history. This is the history of Canopy, the Canopy of Prayer. And it didn't just start now. People have been praying for quite some time. So you've got to see. It's going to bless your heart. Take a look.
Developments today in the police shooting death of Terrence
Please be transparent.
Country.
Donald Trump's tax returns aren't. I'd like to see those
today.
Be transparent.
He's filing
sir.
A charge
Much
of
the death of the sheriff's deputy shot execution style Friday night as investigators surmised that the deputy was targeted with knives as he shot multiple suspects. Intentions. Officials say it's not an impact on the suspect. The suspect used a ship of knives to make some parts of his receipts from shackles on the end of the street.
the Spirit of the Lord was moving. Huge revivals had broken out in Melbourne, Toronto, Modesto, and Pensacola. People from all walks of life were crying out for more of what God had for their families, churches, communities, and cities. In Mobile, a daily prayer covering was organized, asking the Holy Spirit to breathe revival, renewal, restoration. People from all around the area experience a softening of their heart as God begins to prepare our city for something special. Out of this assembly, a vision was birthed. Businessmen, women, and leaders united to write a proclamation, a decree, calling those things which are not, but need to be in our city's future. This document declared Mobile to be a city of refuge, a gateway of destiny, a port entrance to the world as a competitor in the global marketplace. Mayor Mike Dow signed the decree, making it an official document with the city. It was prayed over and placed in a high place in the Mobile skyline. Later that same year, the first ships from the new Austell facility began rolling off the assembly line. This facility would soon grow to become a major piece of the Mobile River port landscape. Three years later, the national media declared Mobile a city of refuge to those escaping the wrath that Hurricane Katrina had dealt to the New Orleans area. And today, the Port of Mobile is listed as one of the top 10 ports in the United States. In 2008, the United States Air Force opened bidding to replace its fleet of refueling tankers. Mobile had begun discussions with European company Airbus to build an assembly facility for these tankers should they win the bid. After months of contract negotiations between the Air Force, Boeing, and Airbus, the government decision reached a controversial crossroad that gave Airbus and Mobile little chance of winning the contract. Many of the same businessmen and leaders came together once again to write a decree. In 2010, Mayor Sam Jones signed this document proclaiming Mobile to be a city unwilling to settle for good when the best can be achieved. They cried out to the judge of the universe to influence the organizations and individuals responsible for the selection of the company to build the fuel tankers. This decree was prayed over and buried at Brookley Field, the proposed site of the Airbus facility. A few months later, news broke that the government would award the tanker contract to Boeing. On the surface, it looks like a defeat for Mobile, a scam, a sleight of hand. But deep down in the hearts of these men and women, they knew something different. They chose to stand firm and seek God's presence for the city of Mobile. 1 year later, a bold announcement was made to the world, which declared God's faithfulness. Airbus was indeed coming to Mobile. Not only were they going to build a $600 million Brookley facility, they were going to build commercial airliners. Lots of them. This development will add thousands of jobs and bring with it a $350 million annual impact to Mobile's economy. But forecasters say this is only the tip of the actual economic impact Airbus and its suppliers will have on the Mobile area. That brings us to today. We can all see God's hand that has been on our city. Yet, there are still many things trying to divide us. False truths seem to have taken root in our culture, our society, and our generation. The days of simply becoming what we allow into our culture can end, but it won't happen without the presence of the Lord. It won't happen without a coming together, a unification. We need to become ignited carriers of His presence together. Our mission is to operate in His joy and to allow His peace to lead us into a new place. This new place will bring healing. It will bring restoration, the very change we need. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for another decree. It is time for us to prayerfully and strategically appeal to heaven for a godly change in our city. We can be a uniting force, ushering in His presence that will change the atmosphere around us. Voices from masses praying and seeking His face as one, declaring that we will not simply accept what we see around us, but we will stand together. Stand for what we know can and will define our future.
That's so exciting when you see that. You know, and I have right here on my keychain,
wow,
Airbus, you know, prophetic spiritual son of mine, Brett Holderbaum. God gave this to him. He came and delivered it to me from college. He was in Colorado at that point. Mm-hmm. And this is all a God thing. And you're seeing these things take the place. Industry bring, a lot of people forgot how jobs come. Mm-hmm. We spent the last 8 years just dumping them. I think it was like 17,000 companies we lost in America. But at one time we were a thriving industry, and it is coming back. When a business like this shows up, that's $350 million.
Manufacturing jobs and producing,
yes,
labor.
High-paying jobs.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful campus if you haven't been
seen
that. But they buried that proclamation in the soil when everything was saying they're not going to get it. And it makes a difference. God looks for someone to stand in the gap. And the canopy of prayer, you're seeing the history of it. This is how this day happened at the Sanger Theater. And your community needs to come together. That's what we talk about at VFN Kingdom Business all the time. And getting, you know, with Canopy of Prayer and Mobile as well, doing it there as well with them. This is so exciting, you know, and with VFN Kingdom Business, you know, we talk about it quite often, as you're seeing the seven mountains that we talk about. It is so important to remember that they change when we actually do what Jesus said do. Yeah. He said, you know, go be disciples, go make disciples of the nations. And to do that, we do church well. Hmm. We do church really good. I mean, we do church, it's so good. We finish and go, man, that was so good.
Let's do it.
Let's come back in 7 days and do it again. But those other 6.5 days that we're out in business and we're in media and we're in education and we're
government,
in arts, entertainment, and government, we're supposed to be the church there. I mean, we really are. Listen, we have to do what we're seeing done in Mobile. We have to begin to understand we're called to go into all the world. And if we don't do that, I mean, we were on the edge of a precipice that we're going to potentially lose our country as we know it. But God had mercy on us. But it's a window of time. It's not like this forever thing. We have a window of time to do what? To do exactly what we're seeing done in Mobile, to begin to believe God, to change your education system, to change the media. That's why we're on VFN TV. That's why we are on all those different forms of media, because we're saying, you know, we have to have a presence. We can't just complain and shout at the darkness. We have to be the light in the midst of the place and not be critical of them. Just be what we're supposed
That's
to be.
Right.
And God begins to move. And we're seeing that happen. You saw it happen with the Canopy of Prayer in Mobile, what's taking place. And so you have education, you have arts and entertainment, you have family. I mean, look at the condition of the family. We have to go back into our homes and say, you know what? You know, what is marriage again? What is family again? And the church is family. We're called to be family, to come together as family. We got the institution thing down. We send, you know, our kids off to the podiatrist, to the kid doctor, and we send our father off to the man doctor, you know, in men's ministry, and we send the mother off to the woman doctor, the woman's ministry. But the reality, we're supposed to be all together. We have to come together again. What does it mean to be a family again? Because you only care about people that you know, and if you don't spend time to know them, you can't fake that caring.
Yeah.
And it happens over a period of time. There's nothing better and greater than the reward of family. And that's what's taking place right here in Mobile, the Canopy of Prayer. They're going to go out on April the 29th. And you heard the mayor stand up. You heard, you know, Fred Rettig stand up and say, listen, I'm going to put my business behind this. And it's just making it happen. And maybe you're going to sign up. If not, you can pray with them if you're not going to be in Mobile. But every single street is going to be covered that day in prayer. Here's the details.
Distractions, confusion, division. We try to look past it, but in reality, it's ripping us apart. This generation is facing a crisis. Many are turning their back on each other and on the church. It seems that the love that we are capable of is being diffused. Something has got to change. Something is too late. But we are the ones who believe. We serve one God who can change everything. One love, one hope, one moment can change our culture, our city, and our nation. And that moment is now. On April 29th, 2017, we are calling every believer to the streets of Mobile. We want every area, every corner of our city to be covered by a massive canopy of prayer. We can be a uniting force, prayerfully and strategically appealing to heaven for a godly change in our city. We will be one family, one city, together, who believe.
Canopy.one. And when you go to vfnkb.org, that's exactly what we're doing, focusing on these seven mountains. You could sign up today to be a VFN Kingdom Business Partner, because you're looking at, you know, Fred Rettig. He dedicated his, not only his life, but his finances behind this. And we got to get with the Freds in the world. We got to help them participate in that. And one way to do that is to become a VFN Kingdom Business Partner. And you can do that by going to vfnkb.org and find out all the details right there. John.
This is so encouraging. It reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's exactly what's happening. But this is what the Word of God says. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I mean, this is happening right now. I mean, this is so beautiful.
We're seeing it take place.
This is so encouraging.
God's not a man that he would lie.
No.
Or the Son of Man that he would change his mind. And one thing about when you think about VFN Kingdom Business, it's important to begin to describe what unity is going to be like. You know, unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and love in all things.
Yeah.
And all things love. So, you know, we have so many things, you know, some people, you know, do this, some people do that. But the reality is, you know, what do you think about Jesus? Who is he to you?
That's right.
You know, Jesus has said, who do they say I am? That's the most important thing about, you know, knowing who he is. Is he your Savior? Is he the Son of God? And that you want unity in those things. But that's the essentials. But there's liberty in the non-essentials. There's a lot of different preferences and things.
Sure.
When we're talking about unity coming together, and I was just talking with, you know, Fred, and about what was taking place, and that the unity is diverse. It's across the whole church and the business sector coming together. And we have to let go of all of our little petty differences and say, you know what? We got to come together. We got to unify around Jesus Christ. And I think Promise Keepers really set the pace for that. We saw stadiums that were filled with that. And that's actually, when you think about VFN TV and see what our statement of faith is, it's right in line with that.
But don't you think this is just a moment of time, just a window of opportunity for us as the church to get engaged and to really press into what really God, his heart and his desires to do in our city and in our nation?
It's a moment. I mean, as a matter of fact, I've been really writing some notes on about how it is just a moment. And most people are kicking back going, okay, we got it made. We put this person here, that person here. And it's like, we have a moment, and the question is, what do we do in that moment? We repent, you know, we get our business right, we get our family right, we begin to move all those seven mountains, begin to go into those areas, spheres of culture. We don't just sit back and just say it's going to be work. He's gave us a mercy moment. Mm. It's a mercy moment. And mercy is, we didn't deserve it, but he gave it to us. We are standing with Israel, but everything's, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on. We're talking about our next program right now, and it's pretty wild what's happening simultaneously. But that's the end of that mindset if we stand up and do what we need to do. And Canopy of Prayer the one port, right? One port.
Port of One.
Port of One in Mobile. They're doing it. They're doing it. So I want to encourage you, if you're a mayor, if you're a city councilman, if you're a county commissioner, I just challenge you to say, you begin to take this kind of lead and partner with the church, and the church partner with you, and stand up and watch God bless your city. As a matter of fact, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for what you're doing in Mobile and hearing the cries of your people.
Lord,
we thank you for those that have stood up and been faithful in all these years, Lord, with the canopy of prayer. I've been faithful, Lord, with the Port of One, Father God, and all those that came together at the Sanger, Mobile Sanger Theater, and worshiped you. And we thank you, Lord God, for Thompson coming in from Bethel to be able to lead that worship and bring a passion to the city, God. And I just pray for those that are watching right now that they would rise up and say, we want this in our city. We want our mayor to begin to give proclamations and dedicate our city to God. And we're going to walk the streets and pray. And we're even going to pray with Mobile when they're going on the 29th, Father God. We just ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.